And it is Wednesday, June 3rd, and you're listening to an encore presentation of the Brain Labor Report. These multinational bastards don't use tanks and guns, it's true. But they declared a war on us, my back is up to you. Oh, it's a war on the workers. War on the workers. Oh, it's a war on the workers. War on the workers. Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. Going to work could be the death of you and me, but we're not unarmed. Our weapon solidarity, Jim Beals and Karen Silkwood, the list goes on and on. With every year that passes, 60,000 more gone. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. When they boost your copay,
war on the workers.
Don't you know what to say?
War on the workers.
When they talk privatization,
war on the workers.
And cooperation,
war on the workers.
When they call you a team,
war on the workers.
You better learn how to scream.
War on the workers.
Oh, that's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the 8-hour day. It's a war on occupational health and safety. It's a war on social security. Now, thanks to WTO, GATT, NAFTA, MAI, the IMF, and the World Bank, it's a worldwide war. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Yeah.
It's cold this morning. Thank you, Ann Feeney. Starting off the Brain Labor Report. It's a war on the workers. And my gosh, we made it. Jason, this is the Brain Labor Report. This is Wes Brain. I'm host of the show.
Yeah, this is Jason Houck. I'm the engineer.
And I'm telling you, you need your muckalucks and you need everything today. It is cold in Ashland, Oregon. About 6 inches of new snow this morning. And the old Saturn made it here. We started the show on time. We weren't sure it was going to happen at all. And so we're glad to be with you this morning. Got a fun show today. We got a great guest. Colette Washington will be joining us via the telephone. And by gosh, we played some cowboy music yesterday. We're talking rap today. The Brain Labor Report is expanding. We're becoming more diversified. I'm telling you, from you just heard it, from cowboy music to rap. Okay, we'll tell you about Colette in a few minutes here. Brain Labor Report comes to you every Monday through Friday. We're a half-hour show here on the West Coast time. That's Pacific time. We're here in Ashland, Oregon, over the airwaves, 94.9 FM. That's KSKQ, our low-power FM radio station. You could be listening to us via the internet, www.kskq.org. Okay, the Brain Labor Report. We talk about issues of the day as they concern ordinary working people. You know this one. The rich are getting richer. The poor are getting poorer. And in fact, we're balanced. balancing the debt on the backs of working people. There's something wrong about that. There's so much wealth in this country. That's the kind of issues we talk about in the Brain Labor Report. Today we're going to talk about health care. It's a national disaster, and there's only one way out. It's a single-payer health care system. And all of those crazy folks who want to bring insurance companies into a health care reform, they've got to get their head examined. They should be first in line for health care, I'm telling you. Okay, Brain Labor Report, always near the top of our half-hour show, brings you the Workers' Independent News. 3 minutes of cutting-edge news out of Madison, Wisconsin, not heard anywhere else here in southern Oregon, but right here on KSKQ. So for Friday, it's a cold, snowy Friday out there, December 19, 2008. Here's the Workers' Independent News.
You're listening to WIN, Workers' Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. The AFL-CIO says it's thrilled with the choice of Representative Hilda Solis becoming U.S. Labor Secretary. The Labor Federation says she will return the Labor Department to one of its core missions, to defend workers' basic rights in America's workplaces. AFL-CIO Policy Director Thea Lee.
We're delighted with Hilda Solis as our next Secretary of Labor. She's been a great friend to working families during all of her time in Congress. She's great on protecting workers' rights. She's great on trade issues. She's really interested in green jobs. So we're really looking forward to working with her and to her being able, we hope, to really whip that department into shape. It's been a sorry shadow of a department over the last 8 years.
The Change to Win Labor Federation says it would welcome the appointment of Congresswoman Hilda Solis as Secretary of Labor and would be excited to work with her to help restore the economy, rebuild the middle class, and renew the American dream. More than 20 leading unions and progressive organizations have launched the Campaign for Jobs and Economic Recovery. Labor is represented in this campaign by the AFL-CIO, AFSCME, SEIU, and the National Education Association. The campaign will support President-elect Barack Obama's economic recovery package. AFSCME says America needs fast-track infrastructure improvements with public investment to create jobs and help the economy. AFSCME calls Obama's program dramatic, bold, and innovative, and the union says it's a sign that real change is coming soon to America. The attack on UAW wages and benefits orchestrated by Southern Republican senators may be a precursor to an attack on the wages on auto workers employed at the foreign-owned auto plants operating in the southern U.S. It's no secret that Toyota and other foreign makers want to cut their workers' wages. An internal Toyota memo leaked to the Detroit Free Press says that Toyota wants to cut wages by $300 million by 2011. Toyota's wages are actually higher now than the UAW's. If the UAW can be destroyed, Toyota would have a freer hand cutting its own workers' wages. The UAW says it's actually been getting more calls lately from workers at the foreign plants operating in the U.S. who are concerned that their wages will be attacked next. In Bush's waning days, he's trying to roll back existing rules that protect wages and working conditions for farm workers. The United Farm Workers Union is trying to prevent the rollback by removing key protections in the H-2A visa program. The UFW says that Bush would dramatically weaken hard-earned minimum standards on wages and living conditions for migrant farm workers. The changes would let growers bring in unlimited numbers of so-called guest workers without proving that resident workers are unavailable. Wage standards for those guest workers would be eliminated. The union wants President-elect Obama to commit to reversing Bush's last-minute rules change. The UFW has an online petition opposed to those rollbacks. You can find it at www.ufwaction.org. You've been listening to WIN, Workers' Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
And you're listening to the Brain Labor Report on a snowy morning in Ashland, Oregon, okay? It's a snow day, folks. The schools are closed down. Brenda and I were talking. I don't think she's going to go to work in Medford. Don't drive out there. In fact, it's about time for some bailout money. I think we should give that to working people. Okay, it's declared. It's a three-day weekend. Take Friday off and wait for your check, but don't wait to don't be too anxious. The bailout money is going to corporations. Socialism for corporations. And, you know, I could talk about that for the next half hour, but we're going to get Colette Washington on the phone right now, and we're going to start off with her song, and it's, what is it, Healthcare Justice. Justice. That's right. It's a rap tune. And, well, we'll use that to introduce her. We'll see if we can get her on the phone right now. Healthcare Justice. Here it is.
I have a dream. One day.
Healthcare Justice.
America of the people.
people, America by the people, America for the people. Which people are you talking about? Are you talking about the wealthy with the means to stay healthy? Well, 47 million go without no doubt. We need a revolution. It's time for a brand new healthcare solution. Say it on behalf of the uninsured, because I believe it's so absurd for America, the so-called greatest nation, to be in a healthcare crisis situation.
Someday, this nation will rise up.
Come from the land of milk and honey. But the healthcare industry's addicted to money. To get united in these states
and put the care back in health.
Come on, y'all. Bring healthcare justice for you make promises you never keep. Life is short and talk is cheap. Time has come for you to earn your keep. Money and politics corrupting democracy, creating a hopeless healthcare hypocrisy. It's hard to see beyond your illusion, a misconception, lies and confusion.
Every hill and mountain will be made low, the rough place will be made plain, and the crooked place will be made straight.
The have to haves and the have to have nots.
We're waiting in anticipation.
Sing up here like Johnny on the spot.
In every other industrial nation.
So when will we have what we have not got? Talking about a do or die situation.
Oh, we are not satisfied and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream.
Good evening.
Okay, healthcare justice. That's Colette Washington. I think we have her on the phone now. Colette, can you hear us this morning?
Yes, good morning, Wes.
Well, good morning from chilly, frozen Ashland, Oregon, about 6 inches of new snow. That's what we've been talking about this morning. Somehow we made it here and got the show started. The show does go on. Colette Washington, that's a pretty cool rap song we just played there. Tell us about healthcare justice, would you?
Well, I wrote this song. I work for the California Nurses Association National Nurses Organizing Committee here in California, and I wrote the song when Michael Moore released his film Sicko, and healthcare justice being what we need in this country. I toured around with him as the show was premiering, and performed the song with nurses from all over the country. And had a good time, had a great time. And so, I was a singer-songwriter before I started at the Nurses, and I thought, why not keep that going, integrate it into my work?
Well, hats off to the California Nurses Association for bringing you on and for you for doing this work. I got to tell you, I'm expanding my universe. I'm not a rapper, and but I'm telling you, the words to that song strike home. I'm telling you, we have such a national disgrace in this country, Colette, this so-called healthcare system, and that's a good tune. I really like it a lot. Tell us a little bit more about Colette, would you? Your background, born and raised where? Tell us about Colette, please.
Born and raised in Eureka, California.
Hey.
School in Seattle, Washington, not too far from y'all up there, and got my degree in music and video business at the Art Institute, and came back to California and worked in nonprofit for years, and I've been with the California Nurses Association managing their online communications for the last 3.5 years or so, having a great time. Raging against the machine.
Oh boy. Hey, well, healthcare justice. Now remind me, down in San Francisco, by the way, folks, and you've heard a number of guests, Jason and I had met down in San Francisco at Labor Tech 2008 and a couple weekends ago now, and Colette's yet another person. Colette, remind me, did we hear that song, Healthcare Justice? Did you have it to video also?
No, I've written several songs for the nurses. Healthcare Justice was the second song I wrote. I wrote a song for Clean Money Elections called Yes on 89, About Time for 89, which is a proposition we had in California to get big money out of politics. And we made a music video out of it, had a lot of fun, had a ball with that. It's on YouTube.com/CalNurses.
Okay.
Check that out there. We have not yet made a video for Healthcare Justice, but we did do the professional recording you just heard. And I also wrote a tribute to nurses called Angel at My Side from a patient perspective about this person who's really sick and vulnerable. And who's taking care of you? Your nurse.
You bet.
So the nurses are poised to lead the fight for single payer in America. And that's what the California nurses are all about.
Well, they are very much on the cutting edge when it comes to healthcare reform. And I think the use of video and the use of rap is also on the cutting edge. I'm not gonna bash organized labor. I believe very much in it. But some of organized labor is still stuck in the last century. And quite frankly, we talk about healthcare reform when we talk about, well, you brought it up yourself, big money in politics. There's a couple of areas where we could use a little more leadership from organized labor. In this case, it's really coming from the ground up. And, again, hats off to the work of California Nurses Association. And Colette, hats off to you. Now, you also, you do the video work. We showed here in Ashland, Oregon, Wednesday evening, about an 8-minute clip. And I know on the Internet it's about 4.5 minutes long. It's about what's happened in New Orleans with the public hospital down there. Colette, would you tell us about that a little bit, please?
Yeah, the video is called Broken Levees, Broken Lives.
Yes.
And it's also on that Cal Nurses channel at YouTube, and you can Google it. It's the Katrina's Healthcare Legacy. So we went down there in early August and shot a video, sort of a 3-year anniversary post-Katrina video, to just give people a perspective of what's gone on since Katrina and what the healthcare situation is down there now. And what we found out, unfortunately, was that New Orleans had been, again, forgotten about and left behind. Charity Hospital remained closed. There was some flooding in the basement. They had that cleaned up a month after the storm and ready to reopen. But, some people down there wanted a new hospital, a new shiny, pretty hospital. And so they've been fighting reopening the hospital. And meanwhile, the people of New Orleans have had to go to free healthcare clinics and remaining hospitals. But Charity was the second largest hospital in the country. And it stood there empty with the air conditioners and the power on and no ability to see patients. And it remains closed today. I read recently that they are moving forward with a new hospital. It's going to take several more years and lots of money to build it. They're going to level a lot of houses in order to make room for it. and it's really disgraceful what they've done to the people of New Orleans down there.
This is a horrible attack on them, and it reminds me of yet another application of the shock doctrine. You know, there's a big move across the country to privatize our public hospitals, and by God, everything that's public, for that matter. You know, we're moving towards a world, Colette, where everything is for sale. And but the shock doctrine, it just struck me as you're talking. I mean, that in a way, New Orleans, the Katrina disaster, by the way, a man-made disaster, not a natural disaster. It's the damn levees that gave way after the hurricane came through. But nevertheless, what happened down there was an opportunity for people who wanted to privatize. They wanted to gentrify the New Orleans area, get rid of those poor people, wipe out housing, get rid of the public hospital. Hey, that's one person. What do you think of that view? Do you hold the same view, Colette?
Oh, I think it's disgraceful, and it points, unfortunately, to the problem with our current healthcare system.
Yes.
Which is that as long as it's privatized and private insurance companies are in the game, there are going to be people who are going to be denied for pre-existing conditions, for services that they don't feel obligated to pay for. Their bottom line is to make a profit. And so it's not profitable to provide services. And so therein lies the problem. And it also speaks loudly to the race and class disparities in our healthcare system. And New Orleans exemplified that. That's the example that we all need to be looking at, because a natural disaster, man-made disaster, could happen anywhere in the country, and you have, you know, thousands and thousands of people then who aren't able to get the healthcare services they need and deserve when their home is gone, and let's just bring that back around to the disaster happening currently, which is our economy, and the massive layoffs, massive foreclosures. People are becoming homeless. They're losing their jobs, and along with their jobs, they're losing their health care because it's tied to employment.
It's a national.
We're going to see those numbers of uninsured people just continue to rise as the economy falls.
It's a national disaster, it really is. Folks, we're speaking with Colette Washington this morning. She's our guest on the Brain Labor Report. She's in the San Francisco Bay Area. She's talking to us via the telephone. And Colette is a rapper. She's a videographer. And she's also working she's using those mediums to work very hard for national health care reform. Colette, let them insure cars and houses, but not our bodies. That's what I say for the insurance companies. We got it. There is a plan out there, and people are starting to hear a little bit about it, I hope. Everybody's hearing about plans to require everybody to have health insurance. Like, health insurance is not the same as health care, and that's the biggest myth going on in America right now. Colette, there is a plan out there. Tell us a little bit about it, please.
It's called H.R. 676. It's the John Conyers bill. It's a national health care bill.
Yes.
That would ensure that everybody in the country would be covered. It basically takes Medicare and improves and expands it to the entire country. It's really simple. I mean, there are a lot of fear tactics out there that say, you know, the government shouldn't run the healthcare system. But think about it this way, Oregon. You know, we have all this money going to private insurance companies, 30 cents on the dollar. If the government was running our healthcare system like in every other nation, in the industrialized nation in the world today, that would cut the cost down from 30 cents on the dollar to about 4 to 6 cents on the dollar, which is currently what Medicare runs at. So
wow.
We have young people covered, we have our elderly covered, and we have this huge gap in the middle where it's, you know, back to the you're-on-your-own society. And with the job losses and the foreclosures and whatever's yet to come from the economy crisis, we're only going to see additional people losing their health care benefits as well. And we have got to get that under control, and it actually is going to save the country so much money.
We're talking about H.R. 676 this morning with Colette Washington, the single-payer health care reform. That's a great way to think about it, Colette. Single-payer, what is that? Well, you know, everyone knows what Medicare is, and that is a single-payer system. That's one payee. That's, in this case, the government and not the for-profit corporations that run it all right now. I want a doctor prescribing what happens to me, not some administrator who doesn't know a damn thing about my health, doing it from behind a desk. And there's something just plain wrong with the profiteering that takes place in healthcare in America. There's a simple solution, Colette, and I hope we can get the word out there. I got to tell you something. I'm waiting right now for my rotator cuff to see the specialist, Colette. And, I did some therapy, and one thing led to another. Stories are like this quite often. Finally got the MRI, and I got a laceration in this area where my rotator cuff, my shoulder. I have to wait until mid-January, and I got to thinking about this. When they talk about health care, and people are always, they got this big machine, this propaganda machine, Colette, that tells us about, you got to wait so long in Canada, why Canada's health care system is so horrible. They spend a lot of money telling us these things. And it struck me that Colette, I'm having to wait right now, in the United States, for this specialist for my shoulder. But Brenda brought this up to me. It's the end of the year. We're all driven by the healthcare system. Is your deductible met? Now, at the end of the year, people's deductible is more often met. So that means you drive your healthcare based on the calendar year, not on the medical need. The reason I'm waiting right now, I figured this out, Colette. I think I'm right. The reason I'm waiting right now is it's the end of the calendar year. Man, that is bizarre. Didn't mean to take off on that one, but what do you think, Colette?
Well, you're not alone. I mean, there are patients writing into our website at guaranteedhealthcare.org every day. We have thousands of stories up there of people just like you who are fighting with their insurance companies, and some are dying by the time they get the care they're entitled to. Under a national system, everyone would be covered. There would be no more pre-existing conditions, no more deductibles. Everyone would pay into the system, everyone could pay a little bit more into the system, and everyone would be covered. But it's going to take a groundswell. This is not going to happen on its own, and it's not going to happen as long as the people don't rise up and force it to happen. We're fortunate now. We're seeing some major changes in this country with Obama as our president, but yet we need to hold him accountable and put pressure on him to do the right thing. And single payer is the right thing. It's the only solution that is compassionate to all people, regardless of race, gender, class. Everyone would be covered, and that is the only compassionate solution, and we need it in America.
All right. Best advice you're going to hear on any radio in the country this morning. Colette Washington, we just got about 1 minute left to go on the Brain Labor Report. Lots of fun. Lots of things you're involved in. We'd like to get you back as a guest sometime, maybe play some more of your rap. Next Wednesday, the next two Wednesdays, Christmas Eve and on New Year's Eve, there's some dates for you. 6 o'clock, Channel 15. You can see Broken Levees, Broken Lives, the video that Colette's put together, and it's a good one. We recommend that. Colette, will you come back and visit us again sometime on the Brain Labor Report?
I'd love to, Wes. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, it's great having you here. Keep up the good fight. Tell those who are working with you to stay strong. We're going to stay strong here in Oregon. We're going to spread the word about H.R. 676, single-payer health care. And by God, we can turn it around, Colette. Hey, we'll say goodbye to you now. Take care.
All right. Thanks a lot, Wes. Take care.
Okay, everybody. We're out of here. Have a great weekend. By the way, it is a snow day. Wait for that bailout check, okay? It's time to spread it around for working people. Everybody have a good weekend and stay